Jack Stalwart, secret agent, is on a mission deep in the jungle of Cambodia. He and Kate have found Kate's mum imprisoned in the Temple of Trees. Rachel is frightened for them. She says they can't risk a moment to rescue her. They must get away. It's Kate who is in danger, not her mum. It's Kate who has the secret key to the treasure. Kate looked down at the necklace with the image of the man with four hands. She turned the medallion over. On the back, there was an inscription in a language Kate had never seen before. "When I became chief archaeologist of the temple," her mother explained quickly, "I was entrusted with this necklace. That inscription tells the location of the sacred treasure of the God King hidden deep inside the central wall within Angkor Wat. Not only is the treasure priceless, it's a source of power to whoever possesses it."
"Yes, that's right," said a male voice.
Jack spun round as two men walked into the room. It was the voice of the man who was speaking on the recorder. His companion was a Thai man dressed in silk pantaloon trousers.
"You've saved me a lot of trouble," the man continued, grinning from ear to ear.
Jack was temporarily stunned by his smile. The top four teeth in the man's mouth were pure gold.
"How stupid of you, Rachel," he said, looking at Kate's mum, "to give something so valuable to such a young girl."
"Shut up," Kate shouted, clutching the necklace. "You'll never get the map from me."
"You sound just like your mother,"
the man laughed, his gold teeth shining in the candlelight.
"Has anyone ever told you that you look just like her?"
He walked over to Kate and stroked her cheek.
"Don't you touch her,"
said Jack as he lunged for the man. But within an instant, the man had tossed some powder at Jack. It blinded him and made him feel sick. His throat started to swell, making it hard to breathe. He coughed and collapsed on the floor, then slipped into unconsciousness. When Jack woke up, it was daytime and he was by himself. Luckily, they hadn't taken his book bag. Reaching inside and grabbing a small orange packet, Jack opened the sachet of electrolyte dust and shook it onto his tongue. Instantly, he began to feel better. He sat for a moment and tried to make sense of things. He'd really messed things up this time. How on earth was he going to find Kate? Jack suddenly became aware of a noise. Bleep, bleep, bleep. It was coming from his watch phone. Of course! It was Kate's transponder. Quickly, Jack punched the T button on his watch phone. The words Angkor Wat, Cambodia, flashed across the screen and a tiny map of where it was located. Jack picked himself up and raced out of the Temple of Trees. As Jack approached Angkor Wat, he slowed his bike and surveyed the massive temple. Angkor Wat was surrounded by the moat he'd landed in yesterday. Just inside the moat were high stone walls. The only way in and out was on the main walkway where he had met Kate after his freefall arrival in Cambodia. Jack pedalled around the moat and approached the temple from the grand walkway. He hurried through the crowds of tourists, climbed the steps and passed through the first of two doors into the ancient temple grounds. He raced on through the second door and into a bigger courtyard, looking left and right. All he could see were tourists milling around and people taking photos of the carvings that lined the covered walkways along the perimeter. He looked at his watch phone. By the location of Kate's transponder, Jack was standing right next to her. But where was she? It was faint, thought Jack, but he could have sworn he heard a girl scream. No one in the temple besides Jack seemed to notice it. Jack looked ahead. In the middle of the courtyard was the fifth of the five towers. The only way up was by incredibly steep stairs. Each step was as high as Jack's legs were long. Jack! It was the girl's voice again. It was Kate's, and it was coming from inside the tower. He leaped up onto the first step. Using his hands and knees, he scrambled to the top of the steps and reached the entrance to the tower. A sign read, "Sanctuary closed for repairs." "Yeah, right," said Jack as he hurried into the tower. He found himself standing in a square room with carvings of ancient people all around him. "Help me!" screamed Kate. He could hear her clearly now. But where was she? The echo in her voice made it sound as if she was at the bottom of a great cavern. "Kate!" said Jack, scanning the room to try to find her. "Where are you?" I'm down here, she shouted. I'm in the central well. Jack ran to the middle of the room, stopping suddenly when he found himself teetering on the edge of a deep hole, looking down into blackness. He couldn't see a thing.
Hold on, he shouted to her. I'll get you out of there.
Jack yanked open his secret agent book bag, pulled out his depth barometer and tossed it down the hole. He waited, looking at his watch phone. A depth of 23 metres flashed on the screen on his wrist. He pulled his expander rope out of his book bag and programmed it to grow to 23 metres in length.
I'm throwing you a rope, he yelled.
The rope grew to 23 metres and fell straight into Kate's lap at the bottom of the hole.
Got it, she yelled back. Right, shouted Jack. Hold on.
He braced himself, then programmed the rope to gently pull her up. When Kate's face appeared from the darkness, he was overjoyed.
Jack!
She screamed excitedly as she climbed out of the well and threw her arms around his neck.
I knew you'd find me, but something terrible has happened. My mom, she added frantically. They've taken her and the treasure too.
What do you mean? Asked Jack.
The inscription on the medallion told them to come here to the fifth tower, explained Kate. When we got here, they realized the well was too narrow for an adult, so they sent me down on a rope.
Kate took a deep breath. They told me to put whatever I found into the basket on the end of the rope. They were supposed to send the rope back down for me, but they didn't, and now they've got the treasure and my mom.
Did they say anything about where they were headed? Asked Jack.
Not exactly, answered Kate. But I think it was the airport.
Jack and Kate dashed out of the fifth tower and carefully descended the steep steps. They raced out onto the grand causeway. At its end, a motorized scooter was parked on the dirt road. Jack knew if he borrowed it, the GPF would return it to its rightful owner.
Quick, hop on, said Jack, as he jumped onto the front of the scooter. Kate clambered on the back and put her arms around Jack's waist. Jack pulled the magic keymaker out of his book bag and inserted the long rubber tube into the ignition. Instantly, the rubber melted and then hardened again to form a perfect key for the ignition lock. Jack turned the key and the scooter fired up.
Hold on tight, he shouted to Kate as they sped off down the road.
At the airport's car park, they jumped off the scooter and burst into the building. Hundreds of passengers were waiting for their flights or queuing to go through customs and immigration. Jack and Kate frantically searched the room. If Kate's mum wasn't there, then they'd probably lost her forever.
Mum!
Kate shouted. She was looking towards the back of the building. Jack followed her gaze. There, walking towards the back door, was Kate's mother. In front of her was the man with the gold teeth. Behind her was the Thai man, who seemed to be jabbing something into her back.
What are we going to do? Screamed Kate. They're going to take my mom away and I can't reach her. We can't get to the other side of the airport without a ticket.